Women weren't supposed to be journalists during the Civil War, but a few of them broke with tradition and became pioneers in the journalism field. Some even started their own newspapers. In this segment, we'll find out who these women were and how men reacted. We're going to talk with a California professor who's coming to Chattanooga and will present a paper on the subject. It's part of the annual Symposium on the 19th Century Press, the Civil War, and Free Expression. The conference is free and open to the public. It starts today. WUTC's Michael Edward Miller has more.
In the Victorian era, a woman's place was not in the newsroom, not according to Victorian values anyway. Women were supposed to live up to this ideal at the time. It was called true womanhood, also called the cult of domesticity.
And true women at this time were defined as those who devoted their lives to creating this very clean, comfortable household.
That's Dr. Anthony Fellow. So when did the cult of domesticity get deprogrammed, so to speak? He says when the war broke out.
In many ways, the coming of the Civil War challenged this whole ideology of Victorian domesticity that had defined the lives of women in the antebellum era.
While men went off to fight, new opportunities opened up for women. Dr. Fellow says women had to take men's places in government offices.
You know, women were kind of forced in the North and South during the Civil War into public life in ways they couldn't imagine a generation before.
Some women even marched off to war. Dr. Fellow says about 750 women became soldiers. Some were even spies for the North or for the South.
You know, some women served as soldiers in the Civil War. They wore men's clothes, and the only time they got caught is if a physical had to be done.
And some of them became reporters.
A few of them, a handful of them, decided to go into journalism, which is my interest, and they did some interesting things. They were kind of muckrakers before the muckraking movement begins with Ida Tarbell and Lincoln Steffens and Upton Sinclair.
Dr. Fellow has written a paper on the female reporters of the Civil War. He'll be coming to Chattanooga to present his paper during a conference that begins Thursday, November 8th. Dr. Fellow lives in California and teaches at California State University, but he's coming here for the Symposium on the 19th Century Press, the Civil War, and Free Expression. That's this annual conference that happens at the Reed House and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. About 40 scholars are going to attend and present research on all kinds of Civil War and antebellum history topics. If you're a Civil War buff, the public is invited. Dr. Fellow's paper is titled, "They Are Stealing Our Pantaloons, Women Journalists in the Civil War."
The title comes from, there's an interesting case where one editor, a male editor, because they didn't think women should have any place in journalism, he starts screaming off, "They're stealing our pantaloons." and as a matter of fact, he said, in quotes, "That woman shall not have my pantaloons."
That angry editor was talking about one woman specifically. Jane Swisshelm was the one who made him feel emasculated. She didn't literally swipe his pants, of course, but she did start her own newspaper in 1848. Her newspaper, based in Pittsburgh, was called the Saturday Visitor. She wrote against slavery. She wrote in favor of women's rights. Many of the female journalists during the Civil War wrote about women's rights.
Most of them, interestingly, focused on corruption in government and a woman's place in education and in politics. And so what you have are women who try to break into the United States Senate. You know, Jane Swisshelm becomes one of the first women to be able to cover the Capitol at this time, to the dismay of the presidents, and they didn't think it was a place for women because it was such a male bastion and they might hear some unkind things.
These female journalists weren't on the battlefield reporting from the front lines or anything like that. It's not like the embedded reporters we think of today when we think of war journalism. But female reporters did have soldiers as their audience.
There's an interesting story in Virginia. There were two sisters and one of their cousins who, during the Civil War, they helped. You know, these are kind of like sisters of mercy, helping soldiers and what have you. And they decided to found a newspaper just for Union soldiers.
The women who published that paper were Sarah Steer, Elizabeth Dutton, and Eliza Dutton. Their paper was called the Waterford News.
And it was kind of a cute newspaper. They wrote interest. stories that interested the soldiers. They were funny stories, humorous stories. And so that type of journalism went on, but no battlefield reporting.
Dr. Fellow will give his paper on Saturday, November 10th. Again, it's part of the annual Symposium on the 19th Century Press, the Civil War, and Free Expression. About 40 presentations are going to be given, not just on women in journalism, but also topics like Mark Twain, Lizzie Borden, sensationalism, journalism standards in the 19th century, and more. Dr. David Saxman is a UTC professor who founded the conference along with Dr. Kit Rushing. This annual conference has been happening for two decades. Dr. Saxman says this is the 20th anniversary.
There weren't many people doing journalism history about the Civil War before this. But since that time, we have produced here four books. We have a fifth book coming out of really wonderful papers done originally at the conference. Just about every major 19th century journalism historian has been to the conference, some many times.
In fact, Dr. Saxman expects more than 100 scholars, students, and other people to attend. The conference is free and open to the public. As for what to expect overall this year, Abraham Lincoln will be a big topic.
There are quite a number of presentations about Lincoln. And then we've also asked for other papers about other presidents in the 19th century. One of our future books, we think, will concern the presidents and the press of the 19th century. And so we have two large panels. Practically the whole of Friday afternoon will be devoted to panels on presidents and the press.
The conference starts at the Reed House on Thursday, November 8th at 4 p.m. It continues on Friday and Saturday at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Again, it's free. For more information, you can visit our website, wutc.org. And for WUTC's Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.